decimos. Mark chapter 10. Thank you, Brother Larry. Thank you, Brother Larry. Thank you, Lord. Stand with me, please. Verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You may be seated. The Lord spoke to my heart today and said, tonight I want you to preach on revival. And I said what I always say when he wants me to do that. I don't know how. I've studied revival. I've been in revivals. I went to a preacher's meeting in northeastern Kentucky. Their theme that day was revival. Six preachers preached on revival, and all six of them said they'd never been in one. I'm saying to you tonight, it is probably several people here and even some preachers that have never been in a revival. I think that I've been in at least 50, blessed of God to be in that many. I've studied where others had revival. I've been in revival. I've studied the revival, Welsh revivals. People have sent me newspaper clips that were written in that day and studied after people, Evan Roberts and others, that were in that revival. Strange things to the world today went on in that revival. Many times the preachers never preached. Many times Evan Roberts and others would come in, sit down on the front seat and cry during the whole meeting. It's not cut and dried. We don't have to beg God for revival. He's in the notion all the time. It's the trouble with the church and the Christian people not wanting revival. The Lord directed me to preach this scripture, and I thought to myself, this don't seem like a revival scripture, and he cautioned me to obey him and not try to do things myself and my ways of thinking. So I want the mind of God tonight to deal through me to touch you to want revival. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and God spoke to my heart and said, you follow me, and I'm going to deal with the hearts of five people in the church tonight. You say, I don't believe in all that. Then just quit thinking about it and let me talk to you about a revival is a holy thing. It's not just something we build up. And God wants revival everywhere, all the time. I was in revival last year. I believe it was last year. It may have been the last of the year before. It went on 7 nights. And not one night did either one of us ever preach. Didn't attempt to. When the music started, the sinners started coming. Ain't that different? I remember when the old preachers would preach revival, they wouldn't give an invitation until it's the end of the second week. We think if we have revival now one night and somebody don't give an invitation, and a lot of preachers preaching revival, if they can't have results, they'll make results. Some preacher went so far as to say, everybody that loves your mother, come here in the altar. So he went home and said, we had 325 decisions for Christ tonight. You know what about that? He don't need more about revival than a little child. Here's a man that is in deep trouble. Blind Bartimaeus, when he identified him, he didn't say a man called Timaeus and he was blind. He just called him Blind Bartimaeus. I believe he had that a name all over town, old Blind Bartimaeus. And God's going to do something for him. And God wants to do something tonight here in this place. And I'm not going to try to pull on anything or anybody. And if we have a little song at the end of the message and nobody moves, it won't bother me a bit. God just said he's going to move on five people. He may move on 25. I don't know about that. But I know God will do what he said he's going to do. I've seen a lot of things around the altar in revivals. I don't know, me and Brother Larry don't know, I don't guess he does, how many revivals we've carried on. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds. I've seen things in revival that may almost make me sick. I've had to call people down. I've had to send them back to their seats. I've seen them do things with sinners and encouraging them to make a decision, read to them. I'm going to tell you, when a sinner gets under old-time conviction, you don't have to read to him. And when a sinner gets under conviction, you don't have to holler in his ear all night. Leave him alone and let God that convicted him deal with him. Y'all believe in that? Amen. Now, if we are right about this, if we're convinced in our own hearts that we can't manufacture revivals, had everything set up on location before it starts, and so-and-so's going to sing, and so-and-so is going to pray. We are making a mess of it. I climbed into it. They came and got me in a church van, and it was a borrowed van from another church. four or five preachers in there that wanted to be with us. And I looked down on the floor, and there's a program for Sunday morning from that church. And it said, Miss Jones is going to play the piano, and I forget what they called it, some high-sounding name. And Brother Jones is going to pray the first prayer. And then we're going to have a report on the ball game and the RAs and the GAs. And then the preacher's going to preach on the subject, can a church die? They didn't know that it already died and was buried. So I want revival. If you've ever been in one, you're right. People are running the aisles and losing their bobby pins. I've been in revivals where there's at least 3 to 5 preachers on the floor at the same time. Some in the back and some in the front. I was in revival in Taylorsville, North Carolina, preaching, and I lost sight of everything, come to myself outside the church on the blacktop, a-walking, and I realized where I was, according to the church, went around and came in Calvary Baptist Church, and there's 4 or 5 other preachers on the floor of preaching, and people, and I lost that night, I lost my handkerchief, a-walking up and down through the aisle, and there's a woman. The revival been going on 3 weeks, and there's a woman come out in the aisle, and she's already drunk on God. Y'all don't understand that maybe, but it gets that away. And she saw that handkerchief, and she was trying to get it to me because she had laundered it, and she wanted to get it to me, and she finally made it to me and got out on the floor and shouting. And she shouted and she shouted. And after the service, they said, we'd want you to eat over at Brother Childers' house tonight after the service. And her husband said, some of you help me get her in the car. Are you all here? And they got over there to where they had to park and had to stop at the house or something. And he said, don't let her out of the car. They couldn't keep her from it. And there's a saying, glory, 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 glory. And she was too. And she got out of the car and said, glory, and down she went again. And she said, I believe God's going to kill me. And what a way to go. Amen. And we got over there and got there first. And they was trying to fix a little something to eat. And Brother Eddie Shoemate come in as his wife. And Brother Eddie Shoemate come in, come straight to me, and says, she's trying to get in. Please don't say glory. She'll go down again. And what a, we were about to lose. Y'all understand we're about to lose it. People too highfalutin' to give themselves up and let the Holy Ghost have them. Amen. If your life ain't right for revival and for God to take a hold of you and use you, you need to get in the altar tonight and confess and repent and beg God to put you in shape. We're scared to death somebody will call us holiness. Call me that if you want to. I think it's an honor for you to. Thank God if we have revival, yes, we're going to have some people that'll lose their dignity.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And shout and praise God. Amen. People are going to hell.
God bless you.
Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. How long has it been since you begged God? I didn't say ask him. I was wanting something so bad one time. I said, God, please. The next day I said, God, pretty please. And the next day I said, God, pretty please, with sugar on it. I want what I want. I want to tell you all tonight, we don't want revival, we just say so. All that singing tonight, they ought to have been folks running now. God help us tonight. Old sinners, folks tonight, I love you. The morning God saved me down on the hillside. They told me there's a Santa Claus, and I found out there wasn't. And they told me there's an Easter rabbit, and I found out there wasn't. And then they told me about Jesus Christ, and I said, that's a big lie. The rest of them ain't nobody can be that good. But one morning down on the hillside is more real to me than anything in the world. And he's still living in my old heart tonight. And I want revival. Oh, to be in one. Oh, to be in one. But we're too dainty, you know, anymore to really get down to business with God to have revival. But if you want it, I'm going to tell you, if you'll give up, when you really get down to giving up and saying pretty please with sugar on it, God's going to do something for you. And you know what? We don't love sinners like we ought to. Jesus Christ, Brother Larry, came into the world not for us to shout, not for having healing services, but came into the world to save sinners. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell on myself tonight. I got a little old church up yonder by the side of the road. We have 50 on a good day. I pray for more people. I want the house full. So I said, Lord, it don't make no difference now who comes. I got down to that. I said, I don't care if it's whole left side over here. It ain't more than half as long as this. It's full of homosexuals and drunks as long as they want to hear the word of God. I want the crowd that wants God in their hearts and lives. Prayed it a time and time and time again. Still praying now, but there's intermission there I want to talk about. I was getting ready to preach one morning. Boy, this age, you know, will make you agey, edgy. There's a man, a black man, came in. He's about 5'5", I guess. Pretty good size. And he had a white woman with him. She's probably 6'5". And came in and had her all dressed in black and had red trim. About three or four of my main people was getting in shape to pull their guns, and rightly so in this age. They came in and sat down back towards the back on the right side. And I preached and they sat still. After I got done preaching, both of them came to me. And he said, we came to church here. And he said, I found what I wanted, a man that'll tell it like it is. That's what he said. He's from New York and she's from California. I don't guess they ever thought about getting married. And I said, what a shame. He came back on Wednesday night and missed the hour. We're on a different time zone. Come again on Sunday morning. Came again on Sunday morning. We come down around the altar before I preach and pray. People testify and sometimes just testify for 30, 45 minutes. They came down with them late in their visitation. The first or second time he came, he spoke up and said, we need what that talked about in Ephesians chapter 6. We need to put on the whole armor of God. And I said, he's not no idiot. He said that morning, I want y'all to pray for me. Me and my wife wants a baby. And I said, Lord, have mercy. And he said, carrying on mixed race mess. My people are mountain people, and they just stand and watch them. So one night he's there, I believe it's a night, and said, I want to talk to you, preacher. Tell me about myself, he said. And he sat down on the front bench of the Amen Corner. I said, well, I don't know about you, Louis. I don't know. And I asked him about his experience, and he said, well, I just kind of think maybe I may be saved. I don't know. And I said, I don't think you are. He said, what about my situation? I thought about my church. And I said, I don't know, Lou. I think probably you'll never fit in here. Probably my church will never really, really take you and take to you. I said, now, they won't bother you, because if they do, they'll have to answer to me. We'll never mistreat you. And I saw him look off like he's looking outside. And I said, I don't believe it'll work for you, Louis. Ain't never been back. I got home in the bed one night, and boy, the Holy Ghost come and got with me. And said, I thought you said you didn't care. The whole side is filled.
Yeah. God bless you.
I was still crying over that.
Bless you, preacher.
I don't know where. I said, Lord, I'll find Lou. I'll go find him. I'll invite him to church again. And the Lord said, leave him alone. You've had your change. But if I didn't know what kind of car he drove, didn't know where he lived. But if I ever run on to him, I'll apologize to him. Do you love sinners? Blind Bartimaeus. Sitting on the highway side begging, and the only hope he had, the crowd was discouraging him.
That's right.
The only hope sinners have got is for the church to get a burden for revival. Listen to me, mamas and daddies. The only hope your children have got is revival. If all we do is to see how loud we can holler amen. And I like all that stuff. Y'all know I do. And all that running the aisles and all that. But I'm going to tell you, sinners are going to hell at our feet. Walking through our church, hearing two or three jokes. Some come down the road, never heard singing before, and hear it inside your church. Come inside and got needle tracks in their arm. And all we got for them is a program, God help us.
Yeah. God bless you.
Some lady, old lady, been out to the cemetery to visit the grave of her dear loved husband. And steps inside for comfort and hears some kind of Baptist joke. Some kind of highfalutin singing that is never any spirit in. God help us. But they told him, I can hear Bartimaeus said, what's all the commotion? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he began to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Amen.
I've had to go to altars and say, ma'am, just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Go on back to your seat.
Yeah.
And a lady was talking to a repentant sinner, had her hand run down the back of his shirt or rubbing his back, and putting cards in his hand and him trying to pray. And I said, just go on back to your seat. And they got in their car and left. And I said, glory to God.
Amen.
Did you know programs go out the window when God comes? If we want to see our young'uns get right with God, show them how old-time saved Baptists act. Show them how you can live right. Show them how you got enough God and the love of revival for you to take your TV and throw it in the dump. Don't leave me now.
Yes, you preach on.
If we have revival, it's going to take more than what we're doing church-wise now. They tried to quieten him down, but I'm going to tell you, when folks get under conviction, when real conviction hits, ain't much going to stop them. And then you ain't going to have to baby them and turn the lights down low and say, everybody bow your head while we give an invitation. If we ever hit revival, they'll run over you.
Amen. That's right.
Them old timers that didn't have invitations for 2 weeks, when they did have it, folks had hit the altar begging God, amen. I want to see revival. I thought, well, if I study them old men that had revival, that'll help me. And it did some. But the Holy Ghost said, what about just me and you? What about you just following me? What about you just forget yourself and open yourself up to delivering the Word of God? And let me take care of the crowd. Amen. Oh, Mom and Daddy, do you want your children to get born again? How many of you tonight have somebody that's near you that's going to hell unless something happens? Oh, looky, Lord. Do you think what we're doing is going to get it done? You think if we just go on like we are and pay more attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C. than we do over at the church? I'm going to tell you that if you'd right here tonight or tomorrow night or tomorrow morning get on God's side, forget about the world, to where people would say, there's something wrong with her. There's something wrong with him. He's acting strange. God help us to get out of this world spiritually and get in where God can use us. Amen, Brother Hanley.
Amen.
Old Brother Newton E. Smith knew about revival. Old Percy Ray did. Old Raymond Cook did. The highlights, one of the highlights of my ministry. I don't know where I was that night. Brother Cook was there. And he come and threw his arms around me and said, Brother Milby, you're my favorite preacher. I about went out the top of that building. Because I know that he knows. Do you know about the inside workings of God and how things happen between you and him that you can't tell nobody about?
God bless you.
If I could tonight, I'd give you a hunger for God and revival. But I can't. That's his business. And we'll never get it till we want it enough to leave a bunch of other things and take a hold of him and say, God, I want you above the power of God in my life, above everything. You may have to go home, throw away some magazines. Oh, to see revival again. Have you ever been in a revival? I'm not talking about a weekly meeting. When revival's on people's minds and they can't work. I was in a revival in North Carolina years ago, I guess 15 or 20 years ago. Church wasn't too big. And revival hit. And I hadn't seen anything like it in years in heaven. Haven't seen anything just like that. And some reason or another, we didn't put it and then put it in the newspaper or anything, but the crowds would come in. We had to, parking lot wasn't big enough. They had to take out a fence across the road, and the farmer said, just park cars over there. And the sheriff would come and walk and roam at night out there, and people would come. We had old time revival. We had two boys come in one night. We had such a crowd. Church wasn't nothing like big as this, that they took me over and said, show us where you'll have to walk. I said, I showed them just kind of like this, around the table like this, and they set chairs all here. The choir would get up there, and when the choir come up there, they wouldn't ever come down because there wasn't no room for them to sit. I think there's 25 got saved in the meeting, but I just stand in amazement and watch what God done. There's two boys come in one night from the back, a long hair and had necklaces on, and got to looking for a seat, and there wasn't no seat. Ain't this strange? The only two seats was right here. Had wings on the side, and this all full, and there's the singers there, and they just watching them boys, and when the choir got to singing and it got on, y'all understand what I'm saying? And they told me, they were sitting behind them, and said, one of them boys we saw and told the other, said, I think you better buckle your seatbelt. It ain't going to be like we thought it's going to be. And I stood up that night, and some of you will understand what I'm saying. I felt that dove fluttering over me. God bless you. And I preached the best I could, and they flooded the altar, and them two boys hit the altar and run their head under the bench and praying. And one of them had so much dope, he kept shaking his head, and he just knew there's something bad wrong with him. But one of them got saved. And after it was over, the preacher took that boy and said, I need something. I don't know what it is. And the preacher took him in the back. People just walking and shouting after the service was over. And I kept noticing, I was standing up here and just waiting kind of for everybody to settle down. And I just noticed something nudged me, and as that boy got saved, and he's just slinging his head. And I said, what's the matter with you, buddy? He said, I really don't know, but I know this stuff's got to go. Isn't that strange? I carried on a revival in North Carolina up on a mountain. These two men got born again, both of them. I say, where'd they go? And they said, they're in the bathroom taking the studs out of their tongue. Amen. Yes. Nobody preached against all that. Right. Just the Holy Ghost told them.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. As far as I know, that one boy never did get in, never did hear of him getting in. Wouldn't that be something here for us to see revival? I'm talking about not just a good meeting, but revival. Oh, I've seen some good times here. One night here years ago, I guess there was 75 or 100, maybe more than that, a shouting at the same time. Y'all remember that? Can happen today. Don't say, oh, that's in the past. It can happen today. Today, if we want it. Lord Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Sinners, God wants to save you. God's a dealing with some of you tonight. And listen to me, I don't care how old you are. If you're lost, you're just as lost or more so than that young child that's feeling a tug on their heart tonight. Oh, would you like to be saved? You'll have to call just like this man did. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, they tried to quieten him down. Just see, the more he called, Lord Jesus, they have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. How about that?
Amen.
Of all the crying, carrying on, and wanting Christ to perform miracles and give them all something to eat and all that kind of stuff, that's where most Christians are today. They're carried about what they're going to eat when they get on. And some of them pull their cars in the parking lot, get taken back so they can get out quicker than anybody else and get to the steakhouse. No wonder we don't have revival. But God's wanting to save folk. Oh, Jesus said, what is it you want, son? The Bible said that Jesus said, bring him to me. You all hear me what I said? Bring him to me.
Right.
Bring him to me.
Yes.
The Lord wouldn't have done anything. I guess he was sending out in what we'd call the highway, probably between them and the ditch. He could have cured him from 10 miles away, but he said, bring him to me.
Amen.
And he arose and took his coat off and laid it down. Yes. You know what he said inside himself? I'm this life's over with me.
Right.
This dirt and trash of this world has come to me all this time. I'm a laying it down. I'm a going to him.
Yes.
Whoa! If you can come to him and begin to live.
Yeah.
I thought while Brother Larry's preaching last night or night before, all them Israelites, when all the folks were crying out for dead in their own houses, even the firstborn of the cattle died that night. He said, I want you to make this month, I believe it's the month of Bib, make this the first month for you. Ain't that right? He said, from now on, it's not January. It's the month that you left Egypt. Amen. I want you to make that your first month of the year. Amen. You just began to live when Jesus saved your soul. Amen. 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 Would you look at here now and listen to me? God wants to save sinners. Wouldn't it be something if everybody here tonight just gave up and said, God, I'm a going with you from now on. I'll do what you want me to. I'll quit my job. I'll do this, do that, and can pray for revival. I'll move to California or Canada or wherever, do what God wants me to. I'll change the way I dress. I'll change the way I talk. If you'll let me feel the power of God surging through me, amen, amen, while there's still time. Before they try to shut our churches down, let's pray for revival.
Amen.
What would you that I should do to you? And said, Lord, the only thing on his mind is that I might receive my sight. When you come to God, tell him what you want. Tell him what's on your heart. Me and God don't have any secrets. I tell him everything. You say everything, preacher? Everything. He's so tender. Sinner, he'll save you tonight. He will. I want to give an invitation. He got his sight, and when he did, he followed Jesus. Ain't that amazing? Have you got an urgency, a feel in your heart tonight? We're going to sing. Come, brother, and get ready to lead the singing. Everybody stand, please, and just listen to me for a few minutes. I hope that young'un in your household, some of you got them with you, that the eternal destiny of their souls will get so on your mind that you can't think of anything else. That you'll get under conviction for not being under conviction. That you'll understand that when they leave this world, while we've fiddled around in this world, they'll spend eternity in hell. I'm going to give an invitation to save people that want a revival. Now listen to me. If you don't want it, there ain't much else you'll come in. But if you really want the power of God in your life, it might do you good to make a trip. You that are lost, listen to me. This is kind of strange now. If you want to come, you come too while everybody else is down here. There'll be a place made for you. But you're going to have to admit to God that you need something. There's folk here tonight, this thing's wrong with you and you don't understand what it is. Come to Jesus. You got problems. It looks like that's what they call salvation's not working for you. It's probably because you're not got salvation. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. What's your number, dear brother?
Page 37.
I want everybody to sing. Look here.